with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Representative Pete Aguilar joined Riverside San Bernardino County Indian Health to announce $720,000 in federal funding to establish a services program for victims of crime. From the FNX channel, Isel Quapio reports.
The program will help tribal communities in the Inland Empire connect with mental and physical health services. The funding will also assist in hiring victim services specialists and would facilitate in addressing needs of victims of crime, including domestic violence. Representative Pete Aguilar says, too often, our tribal communities aren't granted the resources they need to access high-quality medical care, including mental health care. The establishment of a victim services program through RSBCIHI will allow more Inland Empire residents to access the care they need in the wake of traumatic events. Funding will be provided over a three-year period from the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs. Aguilar voted to increase funds for OJP earlier this year. For KVCR News, I'm Isel Quapio.
With holiday shopping season now in full force, it's prime time for diesel trucks. But with all those trucks can come a lot of pollution, and some environmental groups are calling for more of those trucks to be zero emission. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The California Air Resources Board, or CARB, is preparing to adopt the nation's first electric truck manufacturing standard, called the Advanced Clean Truck Rule. It requires about 4% of trucks on the road to be zero emission by 2030. But environmental groups across the state, including the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice here in the Inland Empire, are calling for that number to be increased.
We're asking for 15% of the on-road vehicles by 2030, which equate to 280,000 trucks.
Andrea Vidare is with the CCAEJ. She says a stronger truck rule would go a long way towards addressing diesel death zones, areas where pollution from diesel trucks can cause health hazards to the community.
The only way out of these diesel death zones is by eliminating the problem completely. And that's two ways, right? One way is you transition the technology that you're using, or you take out those, you know, those sources of pollution out of that area. And we know that the industry that's, a big economic driver in a lot of these communities are not going to necessarily leave, right? So what has to happen is they have to actually transition their technology.
A public hearing on the draft standard will be held on December 12th. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
If you didn't have health insurance in 2019, you won't face a federal fine next tax season. That's because the Trump administration zeroed out the penalty for going uninsured. But California is instating its own insurance requirement next year. If you don't have health coverage in 2020, you will most likely face a penalty when you file your 2021 taxes. The penalties start at $695 for an individual. That's according to the state's Franchise Tax Board. There are exceptions for some low-income people or for people who go 3 months or less without insurance. If you want to get insurance that starts January 1st through Covered California, the state's health exchange, the deadline is December 15th. If you're looking for an afternoon of dancing, Christmas cheer, and a way to give back to the community, Move Dance Centers of Riverside has an event for you. Empire KVCR's Amy Hudick shares the details.
Move Dance Centers of Riverside will host a Christmas party and dance show on December 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. In addition to their Christmas show, the event will include social dancing, games, a buffet, and an optional white elephant gift exchange. Admission is $25. For more details, visit our website at kvcrnews.org. Amy Hudek, Empire KVCR News.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.